Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio. Meow.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, for those that subscribe to us on iTunes, you might have gotten a bit of a confusing surprise last week. It was a bit of a snafu from our RSS provider that ultimately ended up with all 15 episodes of Merchant of Greatbirth Volume 1 available for free on iTunes. Merchant of Greatbirth is a bonus adventure included on all our USB tapes, with our third and final campaign of that having just been released. So if you liked our bumbling antics and the rotating cast, you can check them out over at audiobooksontape.com, where we've just released Volume 3 of D&D is for Nerds, which we're calling A Song of Sand and Snow. If you use the coupon code DICKHEAD, you'll get 10% off the purchase price. Or if you just like the standalone MP3s, you can grab the complete Merchant of Greatbirth trilogy at sanspantsradio.podkeep.com. Also, the adventures are available for our Sans Pants Plus members, depending on which tier, if you'd like to support the show that way and receive a whole slew of even more bonus content. One last thing, if you're not getting the full episodes or missing an episode, just refresh your RSS feed or delete those episodes, then refresh and download, and that should fix that right up. Once again, extremely sorry for any confusion that this has caused, and we hope you enjoy our next campaign.
Welcome to Chapter 2 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. previously.
We're going to center our adventure on the city of Jaren's Outpost. The gnomes in the warehouse section of the city busted out a new and terrifying weapon that they had been working on but never used. You came at first to liberate Jaren's Outpost from the Black Hand. The halfling families might as well be mafioso families. People knew that if they needed a problem solved and they didn't care how it got solved, they could come to you. You're a good cop, but you do bad things. You command a bit of respect, especially among the town militia. Your two little girls, you found out a couple days ago, were being bullied at school.
Your mates, your wife, or your pride.
You decided that you're going to marry rich. If you are not of Lady Willow, of that religion, she would never marry someone like you. These, shall we say, priests of a long-dead god believe that they can bring their god back to life by sacrificing enough blood to him. All three of you bump into each other. All three of you are crouching together while orcs patrol around you. You may interact, but I warn you, if you speak, you might be heard.
I want to just, like, shake my head and put my arms up in, like, a shrugging motion. Like, do I know any of them? Out of curiosity?
So, everyone knows Greg Pierce. By reputation, if not carnally.
I wanted to do this just like a did we?
I have a moment of thought where I'm like, oh man, like going through my mental Rolodex of
Heist.
No, you probably just know him. Like,
shake my head.
You know people speaking of him.
Ah, right. No, like, don't think so. Don't think so.
And I'm going to say, actually, as a member of the town guard, you probably just know him by reputation.
I know my reputation.
Yeah.
And then does
do I know him by reputation as well?
Periwinkle, or does he know Leo?
So, Greg Pierce, you would know Periwinkle.
Yeah.
You probably butted heads in the past. He used to be a town guard member. Now he's a town militia member. He's the type of guy you call if you, yeah, like I said
I like
earlier.
To make the motion of like a town guard, like I'm holding a spear and a shield and almost mockingly be like, wah, wah, wah.
Point at him.
Nothing.
You know him as the member of the town guard or the town militia. You call if you want to get something done and you don't care how it's done.
Rad.
And let's see who knows Leo Shadow. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? Yeah, because you got a connection with the halfling families. Yeah. You've heard of Leo Shadow. Yeah. You know he does their grease game.
I'd like to try and mime grease. Like, maybe wipe my brow Heiser and
Lowe's?
Flick it.
Lowe's.
And point it to his, like, your thumb.
You
up.
Don't know Leo Shadow. He's a small-time player, so you wouldn't have heard of him.
So, like, they kind of inch towards Greg Pierce, just because, like, it's more of a... I feel there's, like, a tiny connection there. That, but this half-orc, which is giant to me...
And just not giving anything.
So you're crouched among some boxes. One of the boxes is broken open and there's like all this elven finery spilling out.
Can I take something?
It's been out exposed for a while. Yeah, so you can, but it doesn't look great.
No, that's fine. I just thought it might be useful, but all good.
It's muddy and dirty.
Yeah. Gross. Are the orcs still like nearby?
Yeah, they've stopped and are having a conversation.
Can I hear what they're can we hear what they're saying?
Oh yeah.
God. My legs are so sore.
Yeah, they're just chatting about, like, they're comparing the flesh of creatures. One of them's like, human flesh is best. The other one's like, no, halfling flesh is best.
Right.
He's not wrong.
Message.
Human flesh tastes like pig. Halfling flesh tastes like chicken.
It's so tender, too.
Why are they all...
Human flesh tastes like pig. Well, then eat pig. Yeah, long pig.
Human is easier to find. More humans than pigs.
You can farm pigs. You can farm humans.
You can farm chicken easier. Human we fight in combat.
Chicken you get egg from. Chicken better. But human, like, that's a meal worth having. You fight for it. Chicken easy.
When you fight chicken or pig... Chicken, pig, lie down like nothing.
Glorek, I'm tired of having this conversation with you. Every day with this.
You can stuff chicken in pig. You can stuff halfling in human.
You can stuff chicken and pig in halfling in human.
I hungry.
Just crouching there being like, what the fuck? What the fuck are they talking about? How big is the...
What the fuck are they talking about? What the fuck are they talking about? And you, the only one who speaks Orcish, are like, you don't want to know.
Just
Are you? What's he?
I'm a human, but I'm short.
Oh, yeah.
Just like getting a, kind of like a visual looking at it, imagining it. Just
do like... you know what cannibalism is?
Oh, God.
That is not what they're not talking about.
You know how in cartoons when they're really hungry, they look at something and they just see a roast version of that? I think that you're also doing that, but just from like not a hunger standpoint, just from
that's
an
what
academic
they're...
standpoint.
Yeah.
Like, which one is home?
I never understood how an orc could eat
meat because
of their tusks. I
just pinch a bit of your skin and I'm like...
Slap. What is this? Message. Can I cast that on multiple people?
No, you can't.
Dang.
How big do we think the weapon is, by the way? Do I think it's like
it's
a handgun?
It's been dismantled.
From the description, you know it's larger than a handgun. Actually, you guys would all be acquainted with the basics of gunpowder weaponry, by the way. You know that gnomes have, like, flintlock rifles and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although this was described as way nothing to do with that. It was described as, like, a flintlock rifle, but massive and a lot of them. Maybe. One of you has heard...
By any chance?
I'll say, Leo.
Yes?
You have heard the weapon be described as a Gatling gun.
Oh.
Oh,
boy.
How am I going to get that out of here?
Don't understand how Gatling is.
You actually don't know how big. You know it's big, but you don't know how big.
Put it on a boat.
Got to be boats. It's a dog.
Exactly.
Right.
Grease the floor and push it.
I want to point out this kind of miming. So I was like,
sewing?
Do I understand the mime?
That action and then a shrug. I want to get it across. So are you guys here for the weapon too?
Tell you what. There are actually rules for this, so if you're trying to sign, what we can do is...
All right.
You can tell me what you're trying to sign, and then I'll tell you guys.
Yeah. If well, we interpret it correctly.
If you interpret it correctly, yeah. Oh. So what would you like to try and sign? Knowing that the more complicated a message you're trying to get across, the more difficult the role
is. That's great. So, you guys here for weapon two? Then, like, a question mark.
Doesn't have the question mark, I won't understand it's a question, and I'll just assume you're speaking a sentence at me.
I figured.
And I might punch you.
You look like the type that does, yes.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That's not a great
I am going to punch
Greg
you.
Greg Pierce.
Yeah.
Periwinkle?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Yeah, no, I figured.
Greg Pierce, you think that Leo Shadow is here to help you. You think he just promised he's going to help you out.
I give him
full
the thumbs
money,
up.
Probably.
Thumbs up and... I want to try and mime.
Thumbs up is fine. I won't make you roll.
So wait, hang on. For money, as in I'm paying him or he's paying me?
He's paying. You're paying him.
I want to like thumbs up, but then just shake my hands and then be like, point at him and point at me and duke the money symbol.
If I interpret this as like, yes, you'll help the Tigalai Mafia.
I'm just standing here watching both these things happen, like...
You don't interpret it incorrectly, but you don't understand what he means.
I just kind of shake my head.
I want to try and mime deals off, then. Do the no deal.
You know what
simple.
I'm
going
to quickly do, because this is funny? You're just oblivious to what
I'm just,
doing.
I just...
The deals
back
off...
Back and forth. Back and forth.
Like, you understand he is not interested in whatever you guys were talking. He's like, never mind now.
So he's not here for the weapon.
All right. I'm just going to put both my hands up at both of you, trying to be like, who the fuck are both of you? What are you doing?
Say
here?
That or try to mime?
Well, if I say it, we're fucked, don't I?
You can be overheard. I'm not going to say you're necessarily overheard.
I just want to put, like, a finger to wait, and then I want to message. So how does message work exactly?
So you basically have a whispered conversation at a distance. I'd say, though, it's like probably going to be a lot quieter than actually whispering.
Okay.
Magic, whatever.
So 8 weeks, if I could cast...
You can say a sentence to someone.
So I want to use it twice.
All right.
And then just be like, there's both of them. Just the, all right, so I guess you guys are here for the weapon, yeah, as well? Because I'm here for the weapon, too. Message.
I'll message both of them as well with message. Funny because you don't have message.
It is a bit
funny. I might talk out loud and do miss all.
And put
I forgot to mention, each of you can describe yourselves if you want.
Imagine a guy that at first glance you're like, oh, a halfling. But then you're like, wait, no.
That's just a short
man. That's just a very short fella. Handsome, but like handsome from afar, and then the closer you get, you're like, that's an ugly handsomeness. Slimy, but not sweaty. And I always imagine him dressed all in black, don't know why, with like a kind of coiffed back hair.
Right.
Maybe a stache, maybe not.
Okay. I want you guys to imagine John Leguizamo.
Oh, yes.
But like even more Italian.
That's so okay.
So that with like maybe little, because I want to kind of fit in with the mafia, so I've grown a little mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them classic little tiny thin ones, looking good. So green cloak, mm-hmm. and just like kind of like very darkish kind of colors to kind of blend in with a knight. And I want to say maybe, like also like kind of like a close cropped hair kind of
sort
of style.
Are you familiar with Clark Gable, the man?
I am.
I'm Clark Gable, the orc. So an orcish Clark Gable in my really cool B-themed town guard armor.
What happened was, it's not really town guard armor. In the chaos and the like civil war that happened, that's fine. In the chaos and the civil war, Fort White was raided, which was once like a place where Damien Eaton stockpiled a lot of like the nicer equipment for, you know, rainy days and stuff like that. You were there at the sacking of Fort White. You saw on display this set of armor, and you were like, well, no one else needs it.
Nope. Fits me. It's
a set of magical armor.
Yeah.
There's a pattern on it similar to that of a bumblebee.
Yeah, boy.
That's good. I'm imagining, you know, like some armor has, you know, you've got your like your plate and then in the connecting parts, like chainmail.
Yeah.
Imagine that chainmail looking like honeycomb.
Oh, good.
And then the plate looking like...
That's pretty much, yes.
It also has a slight fuzz on it.
Yeah, just in parts.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah,
man. Collects pollen.
Plus pollen, if you go through flowers, you can get pollen, make it honey.
Yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of Clark Gable. Me and you have similar mustaches, and that's all right.
Let me have a gander.
You're a
handsome fella.
Yeah. You are... Yes. I gave you two magical daggers and I think a ring of protection.
Amulet, I want to say.
Amulet. Oh, that's right. Amulet and natural armor.
I have a ring of protection.
Which you got because you were afraid of being stabbed in the back.
Not fair. It makes sense to me.
I also have a really interesting necklace that kind of goes around my neck, and it's got varying sizes of beehives on it, with a large beehive at the front and slightly smaller ones.
This was part of the armor.
This is part of the armor as well, but that beehive necklace, when I need to use it for offensive purposes, shoots a swarm of bees roughly related to the size of the beehive that they come out of.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Fuck, that's too
good. When you punch with the gauntlets as well.
Oh, yeah, I've got magic punchy gauntlets too. I have the abilities to, if I whisper the Latin for bee into the gauntlets, it takes part of my skin and bone and turns it into a stinger that comes out of the gauntlets that does more damage but also hurts me.
Oh, sick.
That's metal ass.
Fuck
Whoever designed this armor really liked bees.
Quaffling Bee, sir.
Yeah.
By the name of Quaffling Bee, sir.
Oh, I also have a familiar as well.
Oh, is it with you?
I want to say...
More La Familia, yes.
I want to say he's like maybe perched up on the wall, keeping a bit of a lookout. So he's like, there's orcs there. They're still there. You can hear them, but they're still there. It's a magpie by the name of Meat Pie.
Delicious.
That's such a good name for
I like
a magpie.
That I jokingly named it that and you didn't change.
I was going to call it like something like Rayburn, but no, Meat Pie's great.
Meat Pie's such a good name for a magpie.
Meat Pie the Magpie. Yeah, I'm on
Pie
board.
The Magpie.
Do we want to go through all of our magical equipment or just like as it comes up?
Yeah, as it comes up.
Like, cool. That's all good. I will send message back to them and I'll be like, no, I'm not here for the weapon.
So that's
a lie.
A bluff.
That's a bluff check.
Versus sense mode.
I'm sharing my weapon, guys.
I need to get my soul back.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that keeps on like just bumbling up into my... I'm like, oh my god, I don't have a soul.
I can smell it on
you. You both believe that maybe he's here for something else. Maybe you say that you're like...
I just got lost.
Right.
All right. Surprisingly, your bluff is high enough that is still a believable lie.
Well, I can't communicate with either of you without talking. So
I'm just going to be like, all right. Message back to Greg Pierce. Can you help me?
I'll message back. Yeah. I'll help you. I'll help you get the weapon. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm immediately distrustful because I feel like I'm being kept out of a conversation that I'm definitely being kept out of.
We've got to do something about that. Yeah.
And then I want to look at Periwinkle and just be just like, somehow just shrug, no more magic.
You're out.
I like shrug, like crossing my arms, and then just like magic with my hands. Like, I don't know how to, this waving them about. Do you understand me? I hope not.
Both of you understand that he has used all of the limited amount of magic that he has.
How many orcs are around these two, or are these two pretty much separate from everyone else?
They're kind of on their own a little bit. They look like just a patrol that's, you know, supposed to be wandering around.
How close are we to the sea?
The sea, quite far.
Damn. Also, did he?
You're like at the other end of the docks. Sorry.
Did you like say yes or no for the weapon question?
I can't respond. I guess
you can nod your head.
Stony silence.
He just doesn't respond.
Right. Wait, hang on. I can use two level. I can use a first level spell as a zero level spell, can't I?
You can use one of your first level slots to cast a zero level spell.
Yeah. Oh, so, cool. I'm not out of magic. That conversation didn't happen. It's fine.
So is message a zero level spell for
you?
Yes. Yeah, all right. Cool. Yep. You're fine then.
All right. Cool. So I didn't tell you I'm out of magic.
Maybe you did anyway, just to trick them.
Sure. I'd like to take my loot out, put up a finger, give a thumbs up, and start play.
Both of you know him by reputation, so you do know that, like, he gets himself into trouble a lot.
Brum!
I was like,
I take the loot out of your hands.
I'll resist. No, do you just play a note?
No, I'm intending to fascinate the orcs.
Okay.
I'm going to fascinate the orcs, then I'm going to use suggestion, make them walk into the fire. They walk into the fire.
What fire?
Aren't they around a fire?
Yeah, there are like fires periodically.
Walk around a fire. What fire? Start a fire.
They're like small bonfires around.
Walk into the sea.
Give light.
That was my initial plan, but we're miles from the sea, so. But bonfire I'll have to do.
All right, hang on. We need to go to initiative for this one.
This is going to be fine, guys. It's fine. I'm not okay with this.
It's going to be all right. Brum, brum. It's fine. Everybody calm down. Watch this. I got them.
I give you a look that I don't know if you understand, but means that if this doesn't work, I'm going to cram that loot up your ass.
Oh, it's quite large. I'm quite
Is there anything I can hide behind?
Just like a block of wood.
You said you're out of magic. Shut up!
I lied, whatever.
Ruse me good.
Oh, wait, no. You can only fascinate one person at a time. That's fine. A new plan.
You can fascinate one of them and make him attack the other one?
That's my plan. I'm going to say that he brought us here as his friends. Then they fight, we steal away. This is going to be fine. Brum, brum.
All right.
We're all panicking. Don't need to panic. It's going to be all right.
The orcs make saving throws.
I hope they fail.
Their talking stops.
I want, like, strum the instrument, give you a thumb up, thumbs up, strum again.
Sort of grab my like daggers out.
Leo, just, it's your turn.
So I just want to like grab my daggers out and look at Greg Pierce like a nod, like a question, like, yeah, are we stabbing him?
I'll shake my head if I get that option.
I want to just kind of like hide a little bit then.
All right.
And it's just going to be fine.
Leo Shadow disappears like his namesake among the boxes. It's the orc's turn. They're still not talking.
Fucking that little guy go.
They're not talking. That's good. That's good.
Periwinkle?
So they're still not talking.
You can't see them because you're like high. All of you hit around like boxes.
Yeah.
But they've stopped talking. You're not sure what's going on. You'd have to.
Can we hear them moving?
If you want, you can strain your ear to try and hear them, but that'd be your turn.
Nah, I'm just going to get ready for an inevitable fight. So I just like crack my knuckles, wind them up, and stick my head out to see where they are.
You stick your head out? They're, like, just standing where they were, being kind of quiet.
Give me a thumbs up. I'm too short to see.
I'm not sure what you're... Do I know what he's doing?
Probably not. Pierce, it's your turn.
Can I peek over and keep playing?
Yeah, sure.
Can I see whether there
are... Yeah, you can see that they're...
All right, I'm going to use suggestion, but I can only suggest on one of them at a time, can't I?
Yeah.
He's in love with you.
That's not a suggestion.
I suggest to one of them that the other has confessed their love. Brum, 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 brum. He loves you and he just said he loves you. Have a conversation about that so we can sneak away.
Oh my god, you looked into his eyes and you're seeing love. Both of you are so much love.
Pretty much in love right now.
Oh my god, you just want to stop. Stop guarding and just make out because you're in love.
Oh dear.
The orc that you said the other orc loves,
yes.
Yeah. Turns to the orc who he thinks professed his love to him,
mm-hmm.
and punches him in the gut.
Thumbs up to you guys. My downward strum.
Waking that one from your fascinate.
Thumbs down. Went wrong.
That orc turns around to see you two poking your heads above boxes.
Poing!
Could I not have pulled my head down in time when he was... I have no idea what's going on. No, I wouldn't have.
You're not really... Yeah, not
you're
really
just,
aware.
Like, just looked
Leo, it's
gormless.
Your turn. You're actually not aware of this.
Can I, like, keep...
He saw my thumbs down, presumably.
I guess,
so
yeah.
So he saw the thumbs down.
Yeah.
Can I, like, pick my head out and see what's going on?
Yeah, you can have a look.
What do I see?
So you see two orcs, one of them with a very gormless expression, the other one staring angrily in your direction.
What are we doing, Piss?
I will.
Yeah, Piss.
Pray tell, what will we do?
Now I just want to say, what are we doing, Piss? That's my turn.
All right. It's their turn. So, let me just quickly grab the monster manual. Did not
this
realize.
Could have worked.
There were lots of boxes that you just try to sneak away.
Wait, could we have snuck away from them behind the boxes, Adam?
Well, yes. Absolutely.
Several of us.
Always bet on Piss.
I'm going to punch you so hard at some point during this adventure.
How silent is your bee costume?
It must be pretty bloody silent.
It's a bee costume. It's not a costume, it's armor.
Sorry.
The orc roars angrily and throws a javelin which hits Greg Pierce.
Boom! So I guess we're fighting then.
Greg Pierce, you take 4 points of damage.
What other weapons are these guys holding?
One of them's holding, well, the one that has the gormless expression has like a big club strapped to his back. The other one
but
has...
But he's too out of it to do anything with it.
Yeah, so long as Greg Piss is playing.
Do I keep playing with the javelin in me?
We'll find out on your turn. the other one, the one that tossed the javelin and is now charging towards you guys, is charging as he draws a giant... You know what a falchion is? Like a scimitar, but big. Like a two-handed scimitar.
Like Aladdin. The guards in Aladdin.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
All right.
It's
man,
a big sword.
It's sad that those orcs weren't good enough friends to sort of react to that like adults, you know?
Yeah.
He punched him in the gut. That friendship wasn't that good.
He didn't love him. Maybe you don't know the backstory. Maybe those orcs were lovers one time but are no longer together, and it's just this bit of feud that exists in them. And now you brought up these dark memories, and he's like, no, you broke my heart.
Yeah, you were terrible to me. Oh, God, what have I done?
Oh man, now we just feel bad.
Terrible thing.
Periwinkle?
My turn.
Yes.
Alright, well, because I'm pretty good at disarming shit, I'm going to try to grab this guy's scimitar out of his hands. Can I punch him at the same time?
Yes.
Alright, try to grab the sword in one hand and punch him with the other. Just normal punching.
No bee stinger
punches. No bee stinger punches.
No stings.
Alright, you charge in. You got your. You bring your arms like sort of. Like up like a
like
boxer.
A boxer.
Yeah, like a boxer would. You charge a lot closer than he's expecting, and so he's taken by surprise when one arm knocks his the arm with the sword, grabs the arm with the sword, slides down to grab the sword at its hilt, and then you wrench the sword out of his grasp.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And he's even more surprised when you just, like, bang, once in the face.
Fuck. Pow, right in the kisser.
Yeah, right in the kisser.
I also yell, it's clobbering time.
He goes down.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
He crumples to the floor, silently. Then it is Pierce.
Right.
You can maintain the song.
Excellent. Right. I'll just suggestion to the guy that I'm playing
you
for.
You can only do this so many times, you know this, right?
How many times can I do it?
You have a finite levels of suggest.
Yeah.
There's only like, so... He's doing this through music, which he is charging with magical energy. He can only do that so many times a day, though, until he runs out of, like, magical music. It's just got regular music.
That's the nature of magical music.
Isn't all music magical?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Periwinkle does not think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, you know, you can do suggestions as many times as you want, but your bardic music will eventually run out. You'll have to start it again.
Okay.
And then you, yeah.
You know what? I'm actually just going to keep playing, walk up to him, and slam him in the head with my lute.
That will end your...
That's fine. We've started fighting them anyway.
Started fighting them. You're playing guitar. One. He's fucked off. I don't like either of you.
I came out and said, what are we doing, Piss? You saw me.
Yes, you also hid.
You take out the other one. Boom! Wow. Relatively silently, with the exception of the music that you had to play during the entire fight, you silently get rid of them.
Right. Tie them up, put them in the box, close the box.
Hmm? Right, yeah. Who has rope?
Don't.
Not me.
I might have rope. Got a bedroll.
Yeah, I ain't got rope. But we could just put him in a box, shut the box. Whatever, they're unconscious.
Done.
I have sealing wax. Would that seal the box shut?
That's more for like a letter.
So no.
It's orc sealing wax.
You're never opening that letter.
You want sealing cork.
Yeah. Well.
Can we push him in a box, shut the box?
Sure.
At the very least, when I wake up, they'll be so confused as to what, you
do
know,
I get
what
to
we're
keep
doing
the
in
sword?
A box.
The Yeah, if you want.
Great.
You can add falchion to your inventory.
Let's just disarm them all so they're weaponless. All
right, falchion, and if you want, wood club.
Nice. I'm good. Right, so you're here for the weapon.
How do you spell falchion? I'm going to write it the way I want.
F-A-L.
Yep.
Like falcon with an I.
Yeah. I-O-N.
Like falchion. I'm just falchion, boo.
I got a falchion.
Yes.
Yeah,
weapon.
But if
need
a weapon.
Need the weapon.
What do you need a weapon for?
Need the weapon. Little Tiggler, you know.
I do know Little Tiggler. Little
Low. Little Low.
Yeah, Little
Low.
Can't say that to his face.
You want to give the weapon... to Little O.
He's an alright lad. Actually, what I want to do, maybe destroy the weapon. Weapon
yeah.
is bad. It's bad. You got
well,
to just...
yeah.
Look, no, Little O.
You want to give the weapon...
I don't know if that's technically a lie. You guys just think he's a bit conflicted.
I need the weapon.
Yeah.
I just need
it. So, Leo and Pierce, you both hear a tremendous creaking sound. It echoes throughout the city. Kind of.
Hold up.
How do I not hear that?
Fair point. You all hear.
Just at that moment, you had your fingers in your ears. Oh,
I'm just like, oh. What I miss.
You all three hear a tremendous wooden creaking sound, I should say, echoing through the city. You turn around and you can see roughly where the warehouse district, if you will, is, where the gnomes are. There's this massive wooden construction being like, pushed upright. You're not sure what that's all about, but you can see it. It's like maybe 6 stories tall, taller than the city walls. Any of the city walls.
Maybe
gnomes dropped at something.
Are they getting their weapon back? So yeah, I need the weapon. Yeah, the weapon. You said you.
Where are you going to put the weapon? Where are you putting the weapon on? Are you taking out?
Yeah, how big the weapon is?
Of size, it's large. It's big.
Ooh, maybe a boat.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
A boat. Maybe a boat. Get a boat. Maybe put it to an island. Leave it there for a bit.
Yeah, and then we need to see who wants the weapon the most.
Right.
I want the weapon the most.
I just want to, like, look with pleading eyes and just, like, help me in my eyes. So I'm just like, I think I'm in deep.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean you need the weapon the most? What?
Yeah.
So
what's your story?
I don't know how to make this sound properly or accurately, but I'm assuming if I say the sound of a dragon roaring in the distance,
yep, no,
you
sounds...
guys could all like sort of know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
The sound is roughly coming from where Rhodes Keep is, and you have all heard rumor that Damien Eaton had a pet dragon.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
All
maybe
right.
That's bad.
Time out on this conversation about weapon.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I want to hypothesize.
Well,
just a dragon. Just maybe grow.
A gnome's getting ready to fight a dragon. Do you know what warehouse or where the weapon is here on the docks?
That's why I'm here. I'm trying to find out. All I reckon is right now, I just want to know that I have the weapon.
Do I know what warehouse the weapon is in?
Probably not.
Do any of us know where the weapon might be?
Probably not. The orc camp, you could guess. There are like a couple easy guesses. The orc camp is made up of a couple of the freestanding buildings that were in the docks, which the orcs are now using, and a bunch of their tents. They don't use the entirety of the docks. They actually use very little of the docks, to be honest, but they use it kind of right where the water is.
Yeah.
You can see that there's maybe five old buildings, buildings that were actually part of the town, not orcish tents.
Yeah.
All of them are made of stone, and you fancy that all of them would be good defensive places or a good place to stash something valuable.
Right.
Plus,
how many pieces is the weapon broken into?
How many pieces?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there is also a very large orcish tent that is quite clearly where the chieftain would reside or where they hold big meetings. Mm-hmm. That might be a place to check.
Right. So, hang on. You don't need the weapon. That's great. So you can help me. And if you help me, you help Little Low, and that's good.
Yeah, right.
You said you want what now?
I want the weapon.
All right. How? Okay.
Yeah. Why come?
Yeah.
I ain't working with you unless you tell me why you need the weapon, lad.
I don't want to work with you.
Well,
I know a lot about you, Greg Pierce.
Right now, for all three of you, the gnomes are planning something.
Yeah.
It looks like everyone chose tonight to do something.
Right, so
like Damien Eaton is obviously planning something.
So half orc.
You don't know if you have the time to necessarily like bicker about why
Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. Barry, hi, Leo Shadow. Nice to meet you. Anyway, so how about this?
Dragon roar is heard again.
Why don't we, since things seem to be pressing, how about, look, I need the weapon. Greg Pierce is going to help me with the weapon. You need the weapon. How about we just make sure we get the weapon out of the orc's hands, and then we just work out what to do from there.
Yeah, I guess think about it like this, Perry. We get the weapon, we've got the weapon, then everyone can fight over who gets to keep the weapon.
Wait, why do you want to fight? What do you mean? Why?
No, I meant you two.
Yes, us two. Wait, do I believe that lie?
You two are fighting over. I don't even need it.
You still think Greg Pierce is here on ulterior business? He's got some other job to do.
Yes, me and you. We fight over who needs it. So
that was clear.
I like that. Wait. No, that checks out. Yeah, us two.
Did you actually say you got lost?
Yeah, I said that earlier.
And we believe
it. Are you still saying that now?
Yeah, I've not said it. They didn't question it.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, Greg Pierce is a shifty guy. You wouldn't necessarily trust him with much, but you still don't think that he's here for the weapon.
Awesome. So yeah, so how about that? We get the weapon, then we can decide. Because I think something's happening.
Feel like we don't get the weapon now. Maybe never get a chance. Huh?
I'm okay with this.
All right.
Mad. Well.
Cool.
The All two right. moons are briefly obscured by something large flying overhead.
Oh,
it's quick.
Fuck. Right. Okay. So we got 5, 6, if you include the orcs.
The orc camp is in like an uproar right now. Shit is going down. Quite obviously, they're aware that shit is going down.
So I have alter self, right? That means, can I make myself look like an orc with alter self? Because I could do that.
Yes,
Make myself look like an orc in the chaos. I look around, pretend you're my prisoners, whatever. You're an half-orc, that counts. And then
I can hide by your legs.
You hide, and we wander through in the chaos.
How much does a half-orc count?
Like, then you're not going to turn as many heads as any other race.
Yeah. Right.
So, you could sneak into the camp under your half-orc blood.
Can you fit in my back? Half-orc clothes? Hey. Bumblebee armor? Still some of the orcs? Just to look a bit more orky, less bumblebee armory.
Yeah,
Leo Shadow fit in a sack.
How big a sack?
How big a Leo Shadow?
Like, I mean, anyone can fit in a sack.
I mean, like, either of the backpacks that me or Perry has.
Probably not, but your backpacks are full, you'll recall.
Yeah, right. You hide.
Yep, I'll hide behind.
Hide behind me. I'm twice
exactly.
your size.
Yeah.
Will twice Leo's size be enough? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.